Understudy. Via brought home 3 tickets to her school play a few days after Daisy died. We never mentioned the fight we had over dinner again. On the night of the play, right before she and Justin were leaving to get to their school early, she gave me a big hug and told me she loved me and she was proud to be my sister. This was my first time in Via's new school. It was much bigger than her old school and 1,000 times bigger than my school. More hallways, more room for people. The only really bad thing about my bionic Lobot hearing aids was the fact that I couldn't wear a baseball cap anymore. In situations like these, baseball caps come in really handy. Sometimes I wish I could still get away with wearing that old astronaut helmet I used to wear when I was little. Believe it or not, people would think seeing a kid in an astronaut helmet was a lot less weird than seeing my face. Anyway, I kept my head down as I walked right behind Mum through the long, bright hallways. We followed the crowd to the auditorium, where students handed out programmes at the front entrance. We found seats in the 5th row, close to the middle. As soon as we sat down, Mum started looking inside her pocketbook. "Oh, I can't believe I forgot my glasses," she said. Dad shook his head. Mum was always forgetting her glasses, or her keys, or something or other. She is flaky that way. "You want to move closer?" said Dad. Mum squinted at the stage. "No, I can see okay." "Speak now or forever hold your peace," said Dad. "I'm fine," answered Mum. "Look, there's Justin," I said to Dad, pointing out Justin's picture in the programme. "That's a nice picture of him," he answered, nodding. "How come there's no picture of Via?" I said. "She's an understudy," said Mum. "But look, here's her name." "Why do they call her an understudy?" I asked. "Wow, look at Miranda's picture," said Mum to Dad. "I don't think I would have recognised her." "Why do they call it understudy?" I repeated. "It's what they call someone who replaces an actor if he can't perform for some reason," answered Mum. "Did you hear Martin's getting remarried?" Dad said to Mum. "Are you kidding me?" Mum answered like she was surprised. "Who's Martin?" I asked. "Miranda's father," Mum answered, and then to Dad, "Who told you?" "I ran into Miranda's mother in the subway. She's not happy about it. He has a new baby on the way and everything." "Wow," said Mum, shaking her head. "What are you guys talking about?" I said. "Nothing," answered Dad. "Why do they call it understudy?" I said. "I don't know, Augie Doggy," Dad answered. "Maybe because the actors kind of study under the main actors or something. I really don't know." I was going to say something else, but then the lights went down. The audience got very quiet very quickly. "Daddy, can you please not call me Augie Doggy anymore?" I whispered in Dad's ear. Dad smiled and nodded and gave me a thumbs up. The play started. The curtain opened. The stage was completely empty except for Justin, who was sitting on an old rickety chair tuning his fiddle. He was wearing an old-fashioned type of suit and a straw hat. "This play is called Our Town," he said to the audience. "It was written by Thornton Wilder, produced and directed by Philip Davenport. The name of the town is Grover's Corners, New Hampshire, just across the Massachusetts line, latitude 42 degrees 40 minutes, longitude 70 degrees 37 minutes. The first act shows a day in our town. The day is May the 7th, 1901. The time is just before dawn." I knew right then and there that I was going to like the play. It wasn't like other school plays I'd been to, like The Wizard of Oz or Cloudy with a Chance of Meatballs. No, this was grown-up seeming, and I felt smart sitting there watching it. A little later in the play, a character named Mrs. Webb calls out for her daughter, Emily. I knew from the programme that that was the part Miranda was playing, so I leaned forward to get a better look at her. "That's Miranda," Mum whispered to me, squinting at the stage when Emily walked out. "She looks so different." "It's not Miranda," I whispered. "It's Via." "Oh my God," said Mum, lurching forward in her seat. "Shh," said Dad. "It's Via," Mum whispered to him. "I know," whispered Dad, smiling. "Shh."